This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. Today in Philadelphia, city council chambers will fill with music written by kids who have concerns about violence in city neighborhoods and questions about what the future holds for them.
Every day when I wake up, it's another struggle. Gotta see mom and dad go through the hustle. Every time I go outside, there's another body. The cops don't even care. They ride right by me. It's kinda hard growing up in the hood. Nobody sees, nobody hears, nobody checks if you're good. Nobody sees, nobody hears, nobody checks if you're good. Don't need to cry about it, just another day in the hood. Every day when I play.
This song is from the album A Day in My Life. It's the result of a year-long collaboration between students at Henry H. Houston Elementary School in Mount Airy and a nonprofit called Live Connections, which builds community through music making. Music specialist Ezekiel Thurman and fifth grader Sanaya Dean worked on the project along with others. I met them at school to talk about it just prior to today's CD release event at City Hall. Congratulations on the CD.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Sanaya, what has it been like working on this project?
It has been very fun. I've gotten a chance to work with new people and some people from older grades, and it has also given me a chance to experience more insight on how music is made and make it the masterpiece that it is.
Ezekiel, tracks on this album cover a lot of terrain. There's a song in which young people in the present ask questions about their future selves. What's being achieved in the creation and production of this music?
I call it musical mentoring. I think that goal setting and kids thinking about where they're going to go, this is so vital for them to attach their current learning to a picture that they have in their mind of where they're headed. So the song was an opportunity to creatively unlock that picture with music and with the writing of the poetry.
Dear Future Me, it's a dialogue between students and rapper Atiba Alisi. Let's listen to some of that song.
Hey, what's up, future self? Can't get to the phone right now, but leave a couple questions. I'll get right back to you, all right? Peace.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yo, man, what's up? It's your man, Jaheen, your past self. Wanna know how was college, you know? Did you have a great time?
Pack your bags, said it's time to go. We'll meet again down the road. In the past, it was hard to know, but the present is gonna show their future me.
Sanaya, you're age 11. Is it strange to think about what you will be like in the future?
Not really to me, because it gives me a better insight on how I want to experience life and what I want to do and how I should set my goals now.
What do you hope for as you get older?
Well, I hope to be able to get either a bachelor's and master's in college in art.
Those are wonderful goals. There's a song on the CD that you worked on with students from another school, the Andrew Jackson School in South Philadelphia. It's about coming from different neighborhoods, crossing boundaries, and working together. Tell me about that one, Ezekiel.
This was a chance to use music to have a dialogue and connect.
So we're going to have a verse written by Houston School, a verse written by Andrew Jackson School, and we're going to get your neighborhood talking to a neighborhood in South Philadelphia.
Of course, it was a little scary at first in a big studio and meeting kids for the first time, but music is such a universal language, and the exciting process of making music together quickly changed the dynamic.
I come from rural lane. You can take the bus or a train. Hanging out at the Reed and Eat. Root beer float, oh so sweet.
Listen, what did you feel you had in common with the students besides the music?
Well, we all went to schools and we all understood how in both of our neighborhoods there's violence, and that we need to change how our neighborhoods are, and we need to stop the violence because it hurts many families.
Do kids your age, when you're together, do you have serious conversations about what a neighborhood is like and safety?
Yes, we have serious conversations, but during the serious conversations, we talk about how we can make a change and how we are trying to make a change.
What changes have you come up with?
We were thinking about going out on like holidays to go to like the shelters and help feed the homeless people, or just like our extra coats and stuff, give it to them because they need it more than we do.
It's a good idea. Sanaya, I understand you are a dancer, and I love the song Dance Like No One's Watching. What is that about?
The song is just about being you, not worrying about everybody else's opinion on what you are and what you do. It's about you should just be yourself no matter what anybody else says.
What story does this CD tell about you?
Well, it tells that we've all came from Houston and that we've all came from different parts and different backgrounds, but we've all come together to talk about different things in our communities and talk about how we want to express ourselves and that we are important even if we are younger and not old enough to vote or talk to adults about how we actually feel.
Ezekiel Thurman and Sanaya Dean from the Houston School. The students who worked on this CD had help from some professional musicians. In fact, this track was created with the assistance of David Thornburg of Committee of 70 and the Philly a cappella group Brotherly Love. To learn more, go to liveconnections.org.